And 10 years before Stoppard wrote Shakespeare in Love for the Screen, it turns out, the British cult author Neil Gaiman used Shakespeare as a character that he wove into his hugely popular series of comic books, which are called The Sandman. We asked Brian Rose to take a look at Shakespeare's role in this Sandman series.
Neil Gaiman doesn't write comic books like anyone else. The 76 stories he tells in his epic saga, The Sandman, seem more at home in the world of Edgar Allan Poe and H.P. Lovecraft. Stories about dreaming cats who once ruled the world, or an author who kidnaps a muse as the only way to keep writing. A dark and brooding character called The Sandman, or Morpheus, the Lord of Dreams, presides over Gaiman's macabre world. As he journeys through the centuries, the Sandman has several remarkable encounters with another great dreamer, William Shakespeare. In his version of A Midsummer Night's Dream, Neil Gaiman mixes excerpts from Shakespeare's play with Gothic mythology, Elizabethan politics, and a general air of mystery and magic. Shakespeare himself plays an intriguing role in the Sandman epic, but Neil Gaiman says that the playwright's appearance in the comic books was actually pure happenstance.
I had this idea for a short story in which two people met once every 100 years. And one of them changed and the other one didn't, and you got to see their lives. I decided I'd just do 89s through the years. Start it in 1389 and come forward. And the joy of 1589... was that at that point, Shakespeare was in London, working, writing, and not terribly good. And I got to write this lovely scene with him and Christopher Marlowe, and I wrote it all in blank verse, in iambic pentameter. Will is just grumbling about the fact that he's a crappy writer. And the Sandman, the eponymous Lord of Dreams, who happens to be in this pub, goes over to Will and offers him a deal.
Are you Will Shakespeare?
Aye, sir. Have we met?
We have, but men forget in waking hours. Would you write great plays, create new dreams to spur the minds of men? Is that your will?
It is.
Then let us talk.
What kind of deal do you make with Shakespeare? And I thought, well, two plays. Two plays is a good sort of deal. If, you know, you will get all this talent, but you have to write me two plays. Every other Shakespeare play is either taken from Holinshed or taken from some other very obvious earlier version. You know, it's a rewrite of something. The two that he made up out of his own head are two plays both about dreams and magic, one of which is Midsummer Night's Dream at the beginning of his career, which is this beautiful, funny, optimistic play. And the other is The Tempest at the end of his career, this much darker play.
That story is the heart of the final chapter of The Sandman. It's November 1610, and Shakespeare is living once again in Stratford. He's unsettled and restless, still haunted by his son Hamnet's death years before. Morpheus visits him for the last time, and a pensive Shakespeare muses about their bargain.
I wonder if it was worth it. Whatever happened to me in my life happened to me as a writer of plays. I'd fall in love or fall in lust, and at the height of my passion I would think, so this is how it feels, and I would tie it up with pretty words. I watched my life as if it were happening to someone else. My son died, and I was hurt, but I watched my hurt and even relished it a little, for now I could write a real death, a true loss.
One of the themes that runs all the way through the Shakespeare Sandman stories is that you can have everything you want. You can have everything you've ever dreamed, but there is a price to be paid. And that you didn't realize the price was a real price.
Sacrifice, loss, and the magic of dreaming over reality. These are some of the many Shakespearean themes that resonate throughout Neil Gaiman's Sandman. The power of the bard is completely at home in these evocative comic books. Gaiman's diabolical character Puck says it best. Enthralled as he watches Shakespeare's Puck perform in A Midsummer Night's Dream, the sprite blurts out,
This is magnificent, and it is true.
It never happened, yet it is still true. What magic art is this?
For Studio 360, I'm Brian Rose.